All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I need a segment, if I may. Lord knows, it's the only non-football we're going to do today. I would love to ask a question here, and I want to know if it is now fair for me to have this opinion. Kevin Durant's a loser. Can we finally say this now? Please. Kevin Durant, since leaving the Golden State Warriors, has won a whopping two playoff series, all while being a $50 million a year player in hand-selected situation after hand-selected situation. Kevin Durant was favored to win this series against Minnesota Timberwolves. And in the words of LeBron James, not one, not two, not three. They didn't win a game. They got swept. Now, we know Bradley Beal's a loser. So I don't know what he was doing up there talking about, I've never been swept in my life. Hard to do when you've never made the playoffs. Hey, Rico, I've never been eliminated from American Idol. One problem, I've never tried out. Kevin Durant already today is crying about his role in the offense. This is a man who, with Golden State, won the two titles. Would have been three if he stayed. Minimum. He left to... Draymond called him a bitch.
Yeah, Draymond says,
I gotta get up out of here. He goes to Brooklyn and creates his own situation. Disastrous. He goes to Phoenix, creates his own situation. Disastrous. He is going to be 36 when camp starts.
Death, not an option.
Kyrie or KD?
Yeah.
KD. Because I don't think KD's insane.
No, but to me, he's a 7-foot Kyrie. Like, wherever he goes, you know this team will not win.
Yeah, but he's not burning sage and doing zaniness.
But he's burning the team down.
And
maybe
he
not
has
sage.
Burners.
Right.
Might be a push. But my point is, at what point do we get to define this man's legacy? And really looking at it. Now, I never criticized going to Golden State. He wanted to win. I respect that. Now, his exit from there was absurd. And then what he's done since, you're getting a look at who he is. Two series victories since leaving Golden State? Getting swept by the Baby Wolves? And the first thing you're going to do is try to throw Frank Vogel under the bus?
And even when they had a lead in the game, you knew, you're going to lose this game. It doesn't matter.
I find him to be one of the most unlikable human beings in sports. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. I can't say you're wrong, Mike, because he comes with a lot of hype. He comes with a high price tag, and he does not deliver. There's one thing of being a diva, but if you're a diva who wins, it's why you can't get that angry at Travis Kelce, because he'll make big plays in big moments, and they win. You may not like him personally, but KD across the board is like, dude, they pay you a ton of money. You handpick your teams, and not only that, they're awful. Like, the Suns went from being a team that was going to compete for a while with Devin Booker, we're going to gut this thing, we're going to bring in KD, and now you're awful. Just, I don't even see how you...
I just need one
the playoffs,
segment.
You'll make the playoffs next year because... damn near everybody makes the
Yeah, that's
playoffs.
Not the barometer. And I don't want to hear about his numbers. The numbers are empty calories. Because if you've won a whopping two playoff series in 5 years and going hand-selected situation after hand-selected situation, your numbers mean nothing. They don't effort winning. If your team loses by 30, do I care that you drop 26? Hell no. Why is it you can't bring the best out of Devin Booker and bring the best out of Bradley Beal? I mean, I understand it's a flawed team. You decided to join it.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
And by joining it, the owner basically broke the team up just to get you there.
And that's the... Look, the other point I make in this, and this is where football wins. The NBA really has a problem that a lot of its best players are wholly unlikable. Like Kevin Durant having burner accounts is one of the most embarrassing thing you'll ever see.
He'll never hear the end of that.
No. It's the truth. How about Kevin Durant, the minute he's criticized, taking to social media? Kevin, here's the deal. You make $50 million a year, 53 if we're being accurate at the start of next year, I believe. Kevin, you can't get swept in the first round and evade criticism. There's no world.
No, at least, but the funny thing is, at least Draymond's learned how to monetize getting tossed out of a game. That's going to be the next episode on my podcast. I just got kicked out of
a game. Right, just kicked another dude in the balls. Coming up next on the 5-Star Zone. That's fine, you're right. Hey, I just shooed Steven Adams in the sack again. Coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I'm serious, dude. The Kevin Durant thing. There is no athlete in sports I spite watch in this way. It is mind-numbing to me. Mm-hmm. And he somehow evades legitimate criticism. For what? Because he's going to make fun of you on social media? What are you, a 16-year-old girl?
Or the NBA people don't want to do anything because then they won't have access. To
what Kevin. Access? So you can sit down to some pre-screened interview with him and his handler, Rich Kleiman? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Take the questions, ball them up, and throw them in the garbage.
Probably the team that just eliminated him has the person that unfortunately is in Minnesota, but if he were anywhere else.
Anthony Edwards?
I think a lot of people would really know about him.
Hey, they know about him.
No, they know about him, but he would be.
When?
If he played for the Lakers.
Right,
or your Celtics.
You knew this. Look, Kevin Garnett was one of the megastars in right. Minnesota. The key is Anthony Edwards only now will become, you have to win.
Right. It's how Giannis became Giannis in Milwaukee.
Gotta win.
Yeah.
And Edwards is phenomenal. But to get swept and then bitch about the coach?
See, that's the thing,
they
though.
They never really had a chance.
Well, that's the thing.
It's not even like a fake sweep like the Lakers are about to get done. We won a game.
Right. Now, they got dump trucked in 3 to 4 games. Yeah, David.
But that's why people are annoyed with the NBA. Because in no way does Kevin Durant not accept the trade or say, you know what, yes, I'm for the trade. Bring Bradley Beal here. But then you want to, at the end of the year, because of what you did, now complain that the offense wasn't right for you because of the Bradley Beal deal?
The best part is the offense was so bad that it tripped you into being an all-NBA player for the first time
right.
in 3 years. That offense was so bad you scored 27 a night. Huh?
I mean, but think about it. Has Kevin Durant or, James Harden ever come out and say, you know what? I got to do better.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Not me.
You know what?
I should have hit the gym a little bit harder.
And that's why they're not liked, because they control what happens to their team.
And then want to take none of the smoke for it.
Thank you.
No, I think they're not liked because they go out there, and I just had this conversation with my neighbor.
Did you have your stylus when you were talking?
I did not.
You don't point that at your neighbor?
No.
Thank you.
But what you're seeing is the AAU style. Where all of a sudden, AAU style, where all of a sudden the super teams, and we all have to play together instead of just getting on a team and developing and all of a sudden getting better and better. It's, I'm going to give this a couple years, and then, you know what? How about the four of us leave our teams and join together to form this super team, and they fail.
Stylus out.
I'm done with you. David,
I needed one segment. I understand I won't get calls on this. God forbid. This is what I mean about too much football. The NBA playoffs are on. Kevin Durant is a megastar, a global star. He just was favored to win a playoff series. They got swept. It is one of the most embarrassing playoff losses this side of Sean Kemp, Gary Payton losing to Dikembe Mutombo, 1994.
Right, and not swept because, you know, Booker is out and you have to try to piecemeal this
healthy
team together. You just lost because you weren't a good team.
David, go ahead and then I'll exit. I needed one.
Kevin Durant is such garbage. He is probably one of few people I wouldn't be intimidated by who is at least a foot taller than me. Someone else says Kevin Durant is weak. Thank you for acknowledging he is a chump. I despise the NBA mainly because of players like Durant, Harden, and all those empty stats that they collect.
It's very, and I understand it. It is very difficult to embrace the league if your team is not elite. You know, look, the NBA, they can sell viewership and they can sell the tickets. I don't know who these people are. I mean, you go, oh, well, you live in Detroit. Right. Except the Pistons want to claim 16th in attendance. Who? I couldn't give Piston tickets away this year.
I'll be nice.
Go ahead.
What? No, about the Pistons attendance. So I'll just be nice.
Kevin Durant is Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is Kevin Durant.
Kind of. Except one of them had hair. 248-539-9797. Thank you for allowing me one segment to just bring that up.
No problem.
Now back to hyper-analyzing fourth-round picks.
On you.
Hold on a minute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.